The following is a 1500 ESPN Twin Cities production.
Raised on basketball, raised in front of a computer screen, raised for covering the game, raised by Wolves. Now talking all things Timberwolves with beat writer Derek James, here's Benny Hill with the Raised by Wolves podcast.
Yeah, we're back after a few weeks off. We had another lost tape.
We'll just add it to the collection.
We had another lost tape, but as soon as we did it, like the next day, the Kyrie trade got a little, because we basically talked about the Kyrie trade.
Yeah, we spent like a third of it talking about the Kyrie trade.
Yeah.
And then the next day we're like, oh, well, is this actually going to go through before we could even post it? And then we had some cool stuff on like the 2K all-time teams.
Right. Which we can still get to this week if we have a little bit of time. But we have a guest with us.
We have a little bit of fun today.
Yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns, say hello to the people.
Hey. Hey, guys. My voice just changed a little bit.
Yeah, just changed a little bit.
Yeah, it's
second
fun.
Puberty.
Yeah. Wow. And I'm older than him, so that's great. It makes me feel really good about myself.
No, Kyle Radke is here with us, and welcome back. This is your third time now.
This feels good.
I think this is the most.
Zach Harper is two or three times.
Zach is.
I will kill Zach Harper.
I think Zach.
I will beat him. I'm kidding.
Sworn enemy.
I love Zach.
I think Zach's only twice.
Okay.
I think Zach's only twice.
I thought it was twice with you and me and then one time with just you, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, it's a good. You know what? Zach might have been three times. You know what I think it was?
I'm inviting myself next week.
So break the record.
About an encore.
I think Zach was. The first time was me, you, and Steve.
Yes.
Then the second time was me and you, and then the third time was just me.
Yes.
And you know, because you had to miss.
For something.
You ended up coming in later or something like that, yeah.
The next one will just be, Zach's next time on will just be Zach talking to himself and going solo, because apparently we talk to one less person each time.
Right. Kyle, welcome back. Always a pleasure. I think this is the first time that you have not had a cast on your wrist.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the previous two times you did.
Yep, that's a good point. I was joking the other day. I said that I should retire at basketball. Like, I'm just horrible at it. But based on skill.
Yeah.
And somebody in our office said, I think there's been a few other signs. And just, you're bad at basketball. I said, yeah, I guess. You break your hand twice and your nose once. And
what's this offseason been like for you? I mean, because it's been nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been quiet the last few weeks, obviously. But when free agency started, and then, I mean, the Jimmy trade happens on draft night, and then free agency happens. I mean, it had to have been nuts for you.
It's been crazy. I mean, you think on the court stuff. So you trade for Jimmy, you sign Jeff, you sign Taj, you sign Jamal, the Ricky trade.
Yeah,
that's right. So, I mean, you're getting rid of – there's just so many moving pieces. And obviously with free agency, we can't officially say anything until the week afterwards. But, I mean, that was insane. And then you have the off-the-court stuff where the jersey unveil, which you know, compared to most teams, ours was the most significant because, A, we did a whole new rebrand this summer. Mm-hmm. And then so our jerseys are going to look, of course, the most different. Target Center renovation. Team's going to China here in October. So, I mean, there's just honestly, it's just every meeting we have our digital media meetings, and we all just look at each other. And go, every time it's crazy 6 weeks coming up, and I don't remember the last time I haven't heard that. So it's been crazy good. And then you go on the Lynx side, and they're going to make a playoff push here again. Yeah. So
you had to move to St. Paul a little bit.
Yep, and now they're back.
That's such a whirlwind.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's unfortunate, but when you have a renovation like that, that's just kind
of. I've seen it coming together from the outside. I haven't walked inside yet, but it seems pretty nice. And now, I don't know if I can ask this question, but when did you find out about the Jimmy trade? Was it just like the rest of us suckers on Twitter? When you're like, oh, I have something else to focus on besides the draft.
Yeah, or, I mean, obviously we didn't know anything was official until, honestly, once we heard from our PR team. That you know, release, if you know, and they're great about it. Release may be coming out later on something. So we generally find out as soon as everybody else does. So I mean, that's a nice thing. There's a few times where we hear things earlier, but things move so fast. Like, you guys saw how fast that Butler trade was.
Yeah,
it was literally like, it was almost similar to the Isaiah Thomas Kyrie Irving trade, where it was,
or even Paul George.
Yeah. Where you hear something about it, sides nearing agreement or you know, in talks, and then 10 minutes later, it's deal's done. It's like, what?
Deal agreement finalized.
Yeah, it's like, what just happened?
You know? Manny and I had the plan. We're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go down there. We're going to cover it together. You know, of course, I think Judd was down there too,
yeah,
as always. But we're like, yeah, we'll just, you know, we'll do a live pod after the pick, giving, you know, instant analysis. And
I was a mess that night because I'm here at the station on the board running the beer show with Reavers. And the draft, the first few picks of the draft, because I think the first pick was made at like 6:35 or something like that.
Yeah.
And Fultz was taken. And then, you know, Alonzo went a couple minutes later. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm paying attention to the beer show. And then all of a sudden, the Jimmy trade, like the news of the Jimmy trade breaks. And I'm like, oh, my God, I get it.
See,
like,
I thought it started to break.
And then my phone starts blowing up. And yeah.
Well, and then Judd's like, yeah, we should get stuff up on this. And like, he's like, can you do something right now? So then I crank out a column as Manny's on his way here and walking in. And then we go right to Facebook Live. And yep. I think we potted later, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We did the pod after it was after Tibbs talked.
Yes. Yeah. That was just a crazy night.
Yeah.
We were
at Target Center until like almost 1 a.m., I think.
That's par for the draft night, though.
Yeah.
It's my favorite night. It's a long night, but I leave every time just like, man, that was awesome.
Yeah. So, Kyle, we brought you in this week because obviously.
We have nothing to talk about. So, we had an idea.
We came up with an idea because obviously things on the Wolves front the last couple of weeks have been quiet, although there's speculation about who these final roster spots are going to go to. But with things being kind of quiet the way they are, we brought you in to test me and Derek's Timberwolves knowledge. You're going to quiz us. We're kind of doing this on the fly, so we don't really know how this is going to work. But
we're going to keep track to points. What are we going up to?
Whatever we have time for.
How many questions do you have?
I would have to count here. One, two.
You can take your. Oh, you're wearing flip flops, so you don't have to take your socks off. I'm ruining his focus.
I got about 20 to 25.
Okay.
So, yeah. They should be good. Some of them are two parters.
Sweet.
And I've been reading Trivial Pursuit questions to eighth graders for the last week in preparation for this.
Like for nice. Fun or?
No, I just show up to schools and, sir, what are you doing in our cafeteria? I'm practicing.
All right. So, should we just go ahead and fire away here?
Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Fire away.
What do you got? All right. Outside of Minnesota, what other teams, this includes assistant coaching jobs, has Tibbs coached for in the NBA? Now, I think what you do is you'll get a. How do you guys want to do this as far as who goes first?
Should we flip a coin? I don't have my wallet in here with me.
What we could do is for this one, we could do you each get one guess and we can go back and forth until the teams are.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Derek,
we're totally making this up as we go.
Yeah. And what we'll do is we'll just rotate every time. So if you get the first one this time, you can get the first one next time. One. So Derek,
Derek,
you get
go
the
ahead.
First.
All right, so how many teams has he coached for?
What other teams?
Oh, gosh. Tibbs has been...
All I need is one, and then we'll go to Manny.
Timberwolves.
That's outside of Minnesota.
Oh, outside. Knicks.
Okay.
Celtics.
Correct.
Bulls.
Correct.
He was an assistant in Chicago? Or are we just... Or is it just assistants or head coach?
Head coaching and assistant jobs.
Gotcha. Ooh.
See, I forget where he went other than the Knicks, somewhere in the 90s and early 2000s.
Houston.
Yes.
I'm going to get killed going against Manny. He's a walking sports encyclopedia.
All right, there's two more.
Man. This is tough.
It is very hard. Yeah, I don't think I would have gotten either of these teams.
I'm thinking too, even though it's Derek's turn.
Detroit.
Nope.
That's just pure guess.
All right.
Phoenix.
You had the right.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Okay.
So, all right, both get 2 points there. The other one was San Antonio.
Was it under Larry Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
The other one was San Antonio. So, all right, next question.
I'm mad at both of
San Antonio, I would not have gotten that
one. You know what? I was wondering. I'm like, I can't remember if he ever worked with Pop. I know they're very close. I didn't know he was an actual assistant, though.
I think the reason why I guessed Phoenix is because I think some thought, I think there was speculation that D'Antoni might bring him in to Phoenix to help with to help with the defense, obviously. But I don't think it ever happened, so it didn't happen, obviously. So, all right, question all right. number two.
Manny. This is an easy one, I think. Unless you get it wrong, then it's not easy. It's hard. Who was the head coach for the Wolves after Bill Musselman from 1991 to 1993? I guess I shouldn't even say it's an easy one because if you would have asked me this.
I have a guess, and I'm really wavering on if it's right or not. I think it's right, but it's probably not. I'm going to guess Sidney Lowe.
He was after...
Okay.
Do you want to steal? Fitch? No. It is Jimmy Rogers.
Jimmy Rogers. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of success.
The Dark Age. Wasn't he the worst coach record-wise until Kurt Rambis came along?
Yeah. I'm judging by the records I saw today, I would judge that.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Just by, like, winning percentage?
Winning percentage, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep.
All right. Derek, you can start with this one. It's a back-and-forth one again. Jimmy Butler will wear number 23 this season. Can you name the five players to wear number 23 before Jimmy Butler?
We just did this. Like, we did this off air.
We do this just for fun.
Right.
Like, regularly after we get done taping.
We just go down this rabbit hole of just, like, not just Wolf stuff, NBA stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, Trenton Hassel.
Yep.
Oh, wow. How did I forget that?
It's hard when you're on the spot.
I know. We just did this like 2 weeks ago. 23. Gosh. How am I struggling with this? I'm going to be so mad at myself, too.
You will, especially with one of them.
23. Trenton Hassel's the easy one, but Derek just said that. Gosh, I don't know.
All right, to steal.
Kevin Martin.
Oh, good golly.
All right.
What is wrong with me?
Steal more?
Oh, gosh. Who else is there? Reggie Jordan wasn't 23.
Nope. Ty Corbin, Brian Davis, and Sheldon Williams.
Sheldon wore 23. Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
All right.
I just forget about him.
I remember. I just don't remember wearing 23.
Mr. Candace Parker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, another back and forth.
Okay.
Manny, can you name the three active NBA players who are in the top 10 in team minutes with the Timberwolves? A hint, not one of them plays with the team right now. Active players.
Active players in the top 10 all time in team minutes played.
In Wolves minutes played.
Wolves minutes played. Kevin Love.
Yep.
Ricky Rubio.
Yep. The last one, it might not be somebody you think of, but it makes sense.
Wow.
I so badly want to give clues. Do we have rules against clues?
I think I have one idea. And I don't know why I'm going for the home run.
I'm trying to think of who has been. Wow. I have no idea.
To steal?
I was going to say J.J. Barea.
No. Part of this player, he had two stints with the Wolves.
Which part of him? Well, he said part of this player.
It was his right hand. Yeah, he had okay. And another reason why he had so many minutes is because during his first stint, the team was not very good. So he had plenty of playing time. Corey Brewer.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Derek, just a one question. Kevin Love is second in Timberwolves history with 440 three-pointers made.
Mm-hmm.
Who is first?
Oh, my gosh. First is... Why am I blanking on this? I wrote about this at the end of the season. It's Oh my gosh, is it Anthony Peeler?
It is Anthony Peeler. You are correct.
Anthony Peeler's the all-time leader in three-point shots.
465. And wow. I'll say this as a Timberwolves employee and for somebody that knows that Timberwolves basketball is going in the right direction. The fact that Anthony Peeler's the all-time leading three-point shooter kind of shows you where the team's
Well, they haven't really had shooters, and they certainly haven't kept them when they've had them. Like, if Kevin Martin had stayed healthy, he could put a chunk in.
And the fact that, I mean, now it's not uncommon. I mean, I don't know how many threes is Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or J.J. Redick, guys like that, make a year.
Has to be 350.
Steph makes 400 a year now, basically.
So, I mean, times two, because, I mean, you haven't had a consistent player over the last few years.
They've never really had a team that's kind of run a lot of action to get threes either, whether it's been Flip or Witt or Sam.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. You know, they also haven't had the personnel.
And when your top players have always been power forwards.
Yeah.
That's true.
In history, yeah.
But, yeah, Kevin Love is second. I would have thought Zach LaVine could have done it, set the record next year, had he stayed healthy.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, 6-3, Derek has a lead. Manny, plenty of time. It's for a podcast, that means we have all the time.
That's right.
All right, who was second to KG in MVP voting in 03-04?
Ooh, I've got a couple. I have a couple names that I'm thinking of that come to mind. I'm just trying to decide which one I should guess. Okay, I'm going to go with Tim Duncan.
Yes. Okay. Oh. Good job. That's awesome.
Okay.
If you were going to say Tim Duncan, I was absolutely going to say Tim Duncan.
You know what my other guess was?
Shaq.
Peja Stojakovic.
What?
Because Peja got some votes that year.
He was very good.
Yeah.
I don't remember him being that high up.
Well, because he was like third in scoring that year.
Peja had like a Shannon Stewart twins-like year in MVP voting.
Yeah.
Obviously,
Peja was incredible.
Yeah, I remember him getting some votes that year. I just couldn't remember if he was second or not. So.
All right, to follow up on that, Derek, there was another Timberwolves player to finish in the top 10 of MVP voting that season. Who was it?
Oh, I know this.
Candyman's probably out.
He is out.
I don't think Dennis Scott was there long enough. Was he 04 at the end of his career?
Dennis Scott.
Or is he gone? There was someone who was weird
like
that. He
was long gone by then.
There was someone at the end of their career on that team. Sam Cassell.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Because Spree was not very good.
No.
Gosh, and Irvin Johnson. Sam was so good that year.
If you look at Sprewell's stats that year, I think we always think big three. But you look at his stats.
He was not good.
He had a statistical horrible season.
Yeah.
Like 16 points per game. Like he shot under like 40%. He was not good.
It was like, and everyone talks about like, Sprewell, best shooting guard in team history. It's like, he was not good here.
Yeah.
If it was Nick Sprewell in like 99 when he went to, like Sprewell 99 when that 8-seeded Knicks went to the finals, that Sprewell was really good. But by the time he got here, he was kind of a shell of himself. Yeah.
All right. This is a back and forth. Manny, you go first.
Okay.
Four players have averaged more than 20 points per game during their Wolves career. Can you name the four?
KG.
I think you're wrong.
Oh, you mean for their career?
Career, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
KG never did. Yeah. He was like 19.8.
Eight, yes.
For their career. Okay. That's my bad. I misheard you. 20 for their career in a Wolves uniform. Tony Campbell.
Yeah. So could you see how I didn't want to offend you and break your heart with that KG thing? So I was like, oh my God, maybe I need to rephrase that. Yeah. All right. To you, Derek.
Kevin Love.
No.
Ah.
Would you like to steal? There's three more.
Three more. Granville's uniform. J.R. Ryder.
No.
I don't think he was close.
The others. Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh.
Andrew Wiggins.
I thought about those.
And Al Jefferson.
That's right.
Al must have been like 20.1 or something.
God, why do you know these numbers so well? 20.1 exactly.
Okay.
You're weird.
Well, because Al's first year with the Wolves, he was like 20.
Yeah.
And then the one year where he tore his knee up, he was like 23 or 24 a game.
And that's similar to like the Brewer thing where it's like, Jefferson was good, but
yeah.
I mean, he shouldn't be playing as much as he was. All right. Derek. This is a toss up, but you guys are both going to get toss ups. So, okay. Who did Zach LaVine beat in the 15-16 slam dunk contest?
In the 15-16. This was last year's 16. Aaron Gordon.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And then the year before that.
Who did he beat the year before that? I would get the one that was longer ago. who did he beat?
It was in Brooklyn.
Yeah. And that was when Zach did the
he beat everybody.
He had the Toon Squad jersey
and
on.
And that's when the announcer said, "He's got you on his feet again," and it didn't make any sense. And that replayed in our office for about
Kenny Smith.
2 years.
Yeah. Who did he beat in the final? It wasn't like, was it? Wasn't Terrence Ross? Was it?
It was not.
I think he was in. I think Terrence Ross was in that contest.
Same
though.
Same team of Gordon.
Oh. Oh wait, man, he hasn't guessed yet. Wait, Hayward or Aaron?
Aaron.
Okay.
Why am I? So it was a player on Orlando. So it was the same team as Aaron Gordon. Who the hell would have been playing for Orlando at that time?
That, I can't even think of
Yeah, that. I can't even. Depot. Victor Oladipo.
Correct. All right.
Because he's not playing for Orlando anymore. Yeah. That's why I had to,
And it was a very underwhelming.
That was two teams ago.
That was, I remember Oladipo, he came out singing. I think, was he singing like New York or something like that? Yeah.
I've still not listened to his new song.
Funny story about that. I went into the elevator with Oladipo at like 5 in the morning in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Because he must have sang in our hotel. I was working until 5 a.m. I don't know what he was doing. I was definitely working.
You were working on your blackjack game?
He was singing. In the elevator, so it's kind of a nice prelude to him singing in the slam dunk contest. All right.
Hold on. He was up until 5 a.m. at least.
I don't know if it was a day before or it might have been 2 days before.
Wow.
Nobody sleeps on All-Star Weekend, man.
That's true.
It's a giant party. Except for the journalists. We have to cover the serious, serious business.
The hard-hitting content out there.
Especially when you're for a team website. It's just the hardest-hitting content. just no softballs in our business. Derek. Which former Timberwolves hit a game-winning shot in the title game of the first season of Ice Cube's Big Three tournament?
Well, it's got to be Ricky Davis.
It is not.
Bad question.
I only paid attention to the Big Three, and I told myself I was going to pay more attention to it. Before it started, I was going to watch a lot of it, but I only watched like the first like two nights of it. Wasn't Ricky Davis. What other former Timberwolf?
If Manny doesn't get this, can we get a hint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was Anthony Peeler in the Big Three?
No. Should have been. A hint, but for no points. He recently blamed the Kardashians.
Rashad McCants.
Yes.
Rashad McCants hit a game winning.
You could have said this person blamed everyone and everything but himself. And I would have been like, oh, Rashad McCants.
Yeah. All right, Manny.
Okay.
Name the 5 players in Wolves history to appear in an All-Star game.
KG.
Correct.
Tom Gugliotta.
All right.
Kevin Love.
Correct.
And they were All-Stars as Timberwolves?
All-Stars as Timberwolves.
Okay.
And you said KG, Kevin Love, and Googs?
Yep.
Okay.
Sam Cassell.
Correct.
One more.
I know number 5.
Let me think here. Let's see. Marbury never made it as a Timberwolf. I should know this. Gosh, I should know this. Man.
Manny's stumped.
I am stumped. Wow, this doesn't happen to me often. I bet it's somebody simple, too. I'm going to be kicking myself.
You will, yeah. Yeah, probably.
Racky has great bedside
manner. Oh, Wally.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, you have to take that out. My damn it right there. I'll on that one too.
Just, I mean, what else do you need to say? Anything else? All right.
Didn't Wally only make one?
I think it was only one.
Yeah,
it was one, yep. I don't think either of you will get this. By the way, score right now, 10-10.
Ooh. How many more questions we got left?
Probably
enough.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Okay.
Seven. All right. This is a tough one. If I can find it. There we go. Who averaged the most blocks per game during his Timberwolves career? Hint, it wasn't a very long Timberwolves career.
Who's going first?
Or
who's
me?
Is it Derek? I think I know this.
Oh.
At least I have a guess.
It wasn't Darko, was it?
It was not Darko.
Oh. I burned my guess on Darko Milicic.
Yep. You could have done better.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
So did the Pistons. I've had that too. Manny?
Thinking, because Darko was going to be my guess too, but.
I still remember that year while Manny's thinking. I remember that year. I think he averaged like 1.8 or something like that. And people are like, oh, he's a good defender. I'm like, no, he's not. He's making plays, but he's not actually a good defender. Yeah. And I swear I had to make that distinction like six times on Twitter.
When people get confused too. I mean, because even Carl in his first year would get blocks, and that doesn't necessarily mean
you're
a good defender. He's getting better. Carl's getting better, but love you, Carl, if you're listening.
Like Roy Hibbert used to get a lot of blocks.
Yeah. Things have gone well for Roy.
Wow. And it wasn't a long Wolves career.
Mm-mm.
Huh.
I'm going to be fascinated to hear who this is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
The late Eddie Griffin.
Really?
Yeah, 1.8 blocks per game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. There was no way I would have known that.
Yeah, that was a...
That's a deep cut.
Roger, who I play basketball with every day, he's a season ticket member. I asked him to send me four, and he sent me three. So that was a good one.
That one's good enough for two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Derek... This is a back and forth. This is dog trivia, thanks to Bridget Anderson and Jenna McGee from our office, because I do not know these things.
Okay.
Can you name the dog of Karl Anthony Towns?
Oh. See, I've seen Wiggins' dog, like three of them.
We're getting to this soon.
Oh, I got you.
We're going to go. There's three players. You get the chance first. Manny will have the chance to steal, and then he will have the next Timberwolf.
I honestly don't know.
All right, steal.
Chihuahua.
Its name is Bentley. I don't know if it is a Chihuahua, but I know his name is Bentley. So that's it.
Okay. We're doing the names of the dog?
I'm
misreading you. Okay, my bad.
I thought it was the breed.
Yeah.
I don't even know the breed of dog. You could just point at a dog, and I wouldn't know what breed it is.
You'd be like, that is good.
No, okay. Kyle, that's a cat. Okay. all right. Tyus Jones' dog.
No idea. Roscoe.
That's a good guess. That's a good dog name. I like that name. But you're wrong.
Yeah. Duke.
Duke.
Is it Duke?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's good.
That is fantastic.
And Derek, that's good. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Derek, for the last one, Andrew Wiggins.
Oh. Does it start with an S?
No. Unless my spelling is wrong.
Joel and Bill. As in Bill Self and Joel Embiid.
That was kind of good. I mean, creative. I'm worried about you and your state of mind. But
so am I.
Manny?
That's okay. I gotta pay more attention to this stuff.
I know. Wiggy?
Wiggy's good. Cassie.
Cassie, okay.
Cassie.
Okay.
So, all right. Manuel or Derek.
You know who would know this? John Meyer of Canis Hoopus.
Probably.
He yeah. definitely would have known Wiggins and Townsend especially.
All right, this question is from Jared Hench, Timberwolves office, also my roommate. Jared, you owe me $30 for cable. Derek, who scored the first points in Timberwolves history on November 3rd, 1989?
I know this.
Was that Tony Campbell?
No.
No.
Sam Mitchell.
It was Sam Mitchell. How did he do it?
That I don't know.
That's fine.
You don't it was against the Sonics, right? I think.
I don't know who was against, but it was a pair of free throws.
Okay. I think it was on the road against the Sonics.
All right. Seattle. We're all not
that
up
was
at
also
11.
Where their first playoff win happened.
That's right.
This is fun, guys.
Mm-hmm. I remember Gary Payton falling out in game three. No, it'll be game two.
Yeah, it was game two.
And I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to win. Payton fouled out.
Yep.
All right. Another current Timberwolf kind of a pop culture question.
Okay.
Is Manny first on this one?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I went like three times.
What current Timberwolves player has a twin brother?
Okay, now I gotta think of everybody that's on the team. Twin brother.
They have four available roster spots, so it shouldn't take too long. We need like Jeopardy music or something.
I know.
Well, that would get us sued, so we don't want to do that.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Something
yeah,
like
we
Jeopardy
don't want
music.
That. Taj?
No. Derek first.
Are they signing this summer?
What?
Were they signed this summer?
I can't tell you this.
Is it Jeff Teague?
No. Justin Patton. His brother's name is Kendall.
He has a twin brother. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
I didn't know if Marquise was a twin because they look a lot alike on Instagram whenever Jeff and Marquise are in the gym and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I might have heard the...
Marquise is younger, though.
Yeah, I figure... I'm like, I don't think they're twins, but I know they're related.
Yeah.
But I remember that being mentioned about Justin having a twin.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I ever did anything else with it besides tweet it out, so I just...
I know. That's one of those things where, like, I remember the press conference hearing about it, and then I just kind of, okay. That's,
what am I ever going to do with this information again? Well, little did I know.
Let me tell you. Who's up, Derek?
Yeah. Yes.
Who led the Timberwolves in blocks per game during the 13-14 season?
Why are we obsessed with blocks?
I don't know.
Blocks are fun, though.
They're kind of fun. They're meaningless most of the time, but yes, they are fun.
Led the team in blocks. That would have been the last Kevin Love year.
You know better than that.
That wasn't Kevin Love.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say. I was like, all right, that's...
I also know it wasn't Peck. Oh, man, this is a... Was it Gorgie?
It was not...
Just blocks Manny. Per game.
Oh, Gorgie
blocks per
played.
Game. I will say, and this player did not play a whole lot.
Oh, so it could have been Gorgie. I'm
trying to think of big guys on the team that year that are not Love and Peck and Gorgie.
Oh, no, not that year. Didn't think it was like 28 people that year?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in that
oh,
team.
Oh, this is so unfair.
In 13-14, they used 28 players?
Or something like that.
I thought that would have been the
12-13
year, the AK-47 year.
It was Wiggins and Levine's rookie year.
Yeah, 13-14.
I feel comfortable.
No,
14-15 was Wiggins and Levine's
oh,
rookie year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So this is 13-14. So this was Love last year.
I just said that too. How did I counter? I don't know.
Blocks per game. And they didn't play.
It might
a lot
not
of
even
games.
Be a big guy. That's the thing.
Right. Like, that's
they didn't
I'm
have a lot of rim
think.
Protection.
And they didn't play a lot of games that year?
Wouldn't have been Chase.
I know this is wrong, but I'll just guess anyway. Corey Brewer?
Roni Turiaf.
Roni Turiaf.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he play like 27 minutes that year?
I don't know.
It really wasn't probably more than that. But the fact that he led them in blocks per game is just astounding.
All right, Manny.
Okay.
The top five scorers on the 03-04 team were KG, Cassell, Sprewell, Wally, and...
Freddie Hoiberg.
He was next on the list.
T-Hud.
Yes.
Mm. See, I didn't even think Troy because he only played like 30 games that year.
I almost thought... who else did I almost think? I thought about Irv for a minute. And I was like, no, probably not.
We have one question left, and I don't love this.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Let me think. I'm going to do my own little.
Okay.
Okay. This is a good one.
All right.
What player said to me at All-Star when I asked him about his relationship with Tibbs, saying, I'm not on that team. I don't care about that. Something like that. It was something along those lines of saying, telling me that it wasn't his concern because Tibbs was not his coach.
Whose is this?
Yours.
Jimmy.
Yes, it was Jimmy Butler. And which is funny because at All-Star, basically, I'll just say that you get asked, the questions that people ask these guys are ridiculous. So we have to go to every single station and say, hey, Paul George, what do you think of Tibbs? He coached on the USA team. And he's like, well, I don't, yeah, like I got, so with Jimmy,
cool, whatever.
We're saying, Tibbs' job in Minnesota, what have you thought so far? And Jimmy just looks, and this is after, I think somebody asked him about, you know, what he's wearing and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He just looks at me and he goes, man, like I don't, he's not my coach anymore. And he goes, I wish nothing but the best for him. So my friend Noah, you might know Noah from the video team with the Wolves. After we traded for Butler, he texted me. He's like, Jimmy can't big time you now. And I said, well, actually, he can. He can just more often. So trivia, it was a 13-11.
Win for Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was close, though.
That was really close.
That was really, really close.
It started out 6-3.
I'm so competitive, though. I hate that I lost. No, I'm kidding. It's fine. It's totally fine.
With Manny's knowledge, though, I think that's a strong win.
And I think we could have gone into some of the dark years deeper if we wanted to. But I'm Timberwolves.com. I wanted to focus on positivity. So.
All right. I like that.
Do you guys know that Timberwolves.com, for the first time in team history, we've surpassed 1 million page views every single month?
Really?
That has nothing to do with getting Jimmy Butler or... anything like that. It has everything to do with our web editor. So.
Yeah. I think, I totally buy that.
Nothing to do with like Towns and Wiggins or getting Tibbs as our coach. That has nothing
you
to
should,
do with
you know what? You know what, Kyle? You should talk to that web editor guy, see if he wants to come on the podcast with us. I mean,
it's just amazing what not winning 20 games a year does for you.
Yeah. Having some excitement.
So what's... thanks for coming in, of course. What's on the docket for you the next couple of weeks? Obviously, Links... probably the big focus
Links,
with the playoffs.
Yeah. They start their semifinals on Tuesday at Williams Arena. And then otherwise we have our season preview series where we just preview a team every single day. So I think today we did the New Orleans Pelicans, which is fun. I mean, honestly, more so as far as hits go on our website, it's and maybe like the social reach, it's not one of our crazier things.
Yeah.
But I think for me, during a time when there's really not a whole lot to write about, it's nice to get to know other teams.
It's a good thought exercise, too.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, keep yourself busy. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for breaking our brains.
Intact. Yeah, thanks. I mean, thanks for having me. I wish I would have had better questions.
No, those questions were fantastic, actually. I like that they were challenging and tough because it made me think a little bit. And
I think we made a good choice for our game show host, too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Think I have a future?
The Roni Turiaf question, really, like, I'm glad that was thrown in there because that I never would have known.
It's
that.
It's nice to hear names you haven't heard in a while.
Right.
Roni was my favorite player on that 14 team. That was just not any fun to be around.
I have a story for you too afterwards off air.
All right. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Kyle Radke, web editor for Timberwolves.com. He joins us this week, and thanks again, man. We'll have you on again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. You can check out the Raised by Wolves podcast. You can find us at podcast1.com. You can find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a favorable rating. And, of course, you can find us at 1500ESPN.com. Thanks to Kyle for joining us. For Derek, I'm Manny. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.